time to thrive. Welcome to the Thriveology Podcast with Dr. Lee Bockham. Join us as we explore ways that you can thrive in your life, regardless of what life throws at you. It's your life. Time to live it.
Hey, this is Lee Bockham. Welcome to the Thriveology Podcast. This is the podcast designed to help you thrive no matter what life throws your way, and life will throw things your way. Today, I want to ask you a question. Are you a solver or are you a problemer? Which one is your primary focus? You see, there are many ways around any obstacle. The problem is when the focus is on the obstacle, not the way around it. Years ago, I used to be a skateboarder when I was a lot younger with a lot more able bones and muscles, and I would go flying down the hill. And one thing I learned very early back in those skateboarding days. Now, I'll tell you, this was the skateboarding days before we had the half pipes and before we had all the tricks. We had a board with some wheels on it, and we would go flying down the hill. I remember we had a long hill in our neighborhood, and our goal was to make that big turn at the bottom. I didn't always succeed in that turn, but I learned something very important. That is, when I didn't want to go somewhere, I needed to not look in that direction. If I looked in a direction, if I looked towards somewhere I didn't want to go, I would always end up there. And no matter what would happen, I would find myself exactly where I didn't want to be unless I looked at where I wanted to get to. The same thing is true in skiing. I remember when I was learning to ski, I would be going down a hill going, I got to stay away from that tree. I got to stay away from that tree. And I would find that tree smacking, running into it because I had focused on that tree. Then I learned when I was driving that the best way of maneuvering the road is to look at where I wanted the car to go, not where I wanted to avoid. This is a common piece of how we motivate ourselves to get through life, is we need to look at where we want to get to, not where we don't want to get to. And yet our focus ends up often being on that place we don't want to get to. I understand, I'm not a golfer, but I understand from my golf friends that the biggest mistake you can make is looking at the place where you don't want your ball to go. That if you're aiming at that place where you don't want the ball to go, that's exactly where the ball's going to go. A couple of weeks ago, I talked about your problem horizon. And I talked about how sometimes our problems become so large in our horizon. You know, it's as if when you're running through the woods, you get so close to the trees, you can't see the path, you can't see the top of the hill. That was my example. And so I'm out again today as I'm running through the woods on a trail run, realizing as I'm doing switchback after switchback that the only thing I could see was my immediate place in front of me. So if I have a problem orientation, that is what crowds my vision. I can't see beyond it. Our horizons get reduced when we get focused on the problem, when we become a problemer, instead of when we step back and look at the ways we might be able to solve it. When we look back at those ways we can solve it, suddenly our horizon broadens and we see new possibilities that we couldn't see before. There's a saying, and I can't figure out who said it. I understand it could be a Chinese proverb, which is, people who say it cannot be done should not interrupt those who are doing it. The point is that there are times when we stand back and say that can't be done, we trap ourselves. We trap ourselves within a mental paradigm. A mental paradigm is a way of understanding the world, of viewing the world, of seeing the world that is very limiting. Now, paradigms are fine for us when we choose a good paradigm, but they are detrimental to us when we choose a limiting paradigm. We don't just sit back and choose that paradigm, but in some ways we continue to choose to follow that paradigm. So there is a problemer paradigm, and the problemer paradigm are those who look always at the problem. They're staring at something and all they see is the problem within it. I'm much more interested in the solver paradigm because the solver paradigm is made up of people who see a problem and say, how can I solve this? And you'll notice how many problems are fixed by somebody saying, how could this be solved? Just this morning, I was listening to the radio, and this person has invented an app that they use in Italy for people to get a ride on a scooter. And the person was asking him how it came to be. And he said, well, one day I was sitting for a bus that was never coming, and I noticed all these scooters that were going by me that only had one person on. And I kept thinking, you know, if I could get a ride with that person, I could get there a lot quicker. And he said, one day I'd had enough. I was sitting on the bus, at the bus stop, waiting for the bus that never showed up. And I decided I could solve this. So he created an app. And the app was his way of dealing with his problem. Think about how many of the inventions we see around us are exactly that. They are people who have said, you know what? There is some way to solve this problem. Just as many people, in fact, many, many more people have looked at that same problem and gone, wow, I wish somebody could do something about that. Wow, it's too bad something can't be done about that. And never pause to ask the question, what could be done with that? This is when we make that shift, when we say, you know what, I'm going to figure out how to fix that, that we end up being a solver, not a problemer. So how can you do that? One is to remember that your focus really is on the fact that there are always many solutions to any problem. There's not just one way of doing it. There are multiple ways of doing it. And so the first shift that you have to make is to stop saying can't and begin to say, how can I? Instead of saying, I can't do that or that can't be done, to ask the question, how could I do that? How could I get to that place? I've often heard stories of people who just changed that about their approach to maybe paying for something, where something had them stuck. They felt like they couldn't afford to do something, and they would say, oh, we can't take a vacation. Oh, we can't afford a car. We can't afford a house. And they changed it and asked the question, how could we afford that? I knew some people who kept with that change because they wanted to adopt. And other people would say, oh, we can't do that. It's way too expensive. We can't do that. This family said, how can we adopt? And they began to sell candy bars and to hold car washes and to do all these other things that they could bring in some extra money and save it up. And now they have another family member that they brought into their family because they asked the question, how can I, not ending it with I can't. And that's the shift. When that shift happens, we suddenly start looking for solutions. The difference between a problemer and a solver is simply the person who will say, how could this happen? How can I get this done? How can I move forward with this? And that transforms the question. So the first shift, go from can't to how can I? The second step is to brainstorm. Look for the beat and the offbeat. Look for the obvious and not so obvious. Look for the ways you might find creativity. And in brainstorming, one of the biggest things to do is not to discount at the beginning any particular possibility. Just write down possibilities instead of saying, no, that can't be done. Write it down and wait to see how they can come about. Because sometimes we find the creativity is in the midst of those changes. Then go and solicit advice from a solver. Don't go looking to somebody who will agree with you that it can't be done. That's not going to help you. If you're always surrounding yourself with problemers, you're always going to be saying, well, that can't be done. And they're going to be saying, you're right, it can't be done. But if you find the group that have done those things, who have solved problems, and we all know those people who seem to constantly be able to solve their own problems, then we have a resource. Tap into their mindset. Find a way of saying, hey, help me solve this. How would you go about fixing this? Then begin to look at the goal versus the path. Sometimes we get so tied into the path that we can't ever get to our final place because we're just wanting to follow that single path. If you think about it more like a GPS, which is always self-correcting, as it's driving down and it realizes that there's a problem in front of you and it recalculates your route to show you another way, that is a much better solution than a map that is static and is always pointing you to that one direction, that one choice of routes that you made. So always be thinking about, how are the other ways to get around this? What is the path that I can use? When you're only focused on one path, it can lock you up. But when you're focused on the goal you want to get to, and you can figure out the many ways to get there, then suddenly the path begins to open up in front of you. For instance, I have a friend who had a great business idea and was flat broke. He told me about his idea, and I thought, wow, that's a really great idea. What are you going to do with it? He said, well, I don't think I'm going to do anything with it. I just don't have any money. And I said, well, what are the other options? And he said, I just can't think of a way I could get around this. And I said, well, let's talk about that for a bit. And we came up with some easy ideas. The first one we came up with was to get a loan. And he pretty much knew that he would not qualify for a traditional loan. He knew he wouldn't qualify for a business loan. And he was stuck on how that kept him limited. He said, I don't have the funds already and I can't get a loan. I said, well, what are the other possibilities? And then he began to think about non-traditional loans, about talking to family members or talking to significant people in his life and see if they would want to invest in this. And some of them were interested. And then we talked about other possibilities, like how about crowdfunding? Have you thought about crowdfunding this? And so he began to look into the ways that now you can use crowdfunding from the internet as a way of creating not just some piece of equipment or not just some little technology piece, but how to start a whole business based on crowdfunding. And he began to move in that direction. We also thought about the idea of a lean startup, which is a business concept of finding the easiest and most simple way of starting the process and then building out from there, knowing when you have a viable product and then kind of building on more features and more capacities as you move forward. So he began to think about that. Then we kind of struck on this idea of bartering, of saying, hey, you know what? I need this kind of service. I can give you this kind of service and trade it up. He realized that there were people around him who had some technical skills he didn't have, but he had some skills that they didn't have, and they could begin to trade and multiply each other. And then he started talking about taking his idea into a business to say, hey, let's partner together and I'll bring my idea into the business. You'll make some money, but you'll be on the front side and we will both walk through this together. And then he thought about these ideas of investors, of angel investors and other equity investors, and found that that was another option. So as he began to move forward, he went from being a problemer of saying there's no way of getting this started to being a solver, of seeing that there are many ways of getting there, many ways to move forward. His simple way of moving forward was to begin to brainstorm the process and talk to people around him. And then he began to focus on not the path of how to get there, not the way that was the common way, but a new way. And this can happen in everyday life. When you get stuck on a problem, whatever it is, realize that it's a problem, it's a challenge, but it's not the end. Begin by changing it from I can't to how can I, and the magic begins to unfold. Don't be a problemer, be a solver, and you will find your life is thriving.
You've been listening to the Thriveology Podcast. Thank you for listening. If you want more information, visit us at Thriveology.com or at ThriveologyMagazine.com. Remember that Thriveology is spelled T-H-R-I-V-E-O-L-O-G-Y. It's your life. Time to live it.